8. An unexpected role of a seaside town. As World War II loomed over Britain, the seaside town of Llandudno found itself thrust into an unexpected role in sea defences and coastal artillery practice. In 1940, to escape bombing raids across London, the government relocated their Royal Artillery Coastal School from Shoebury Ness to the west shore of the Great Orme, and later moved to the eastern flank of the Little Orme. By 1942, this quiet, disused quarry was transformed into an active military training camp. Old quarry buildings were repurposed to house operations, complete with bunkers and gun emplacements, proving to be a key site for artillery practice due to its high elevation and strategic coastal view. The Coast Artillery School was made up of different regiments, including Gunnery, 21st Coast Battery, demonstrating fire practice seaward at anchored target vessels, and Wireless Wing, trialling innovative radar techniques. Men stationed here from Inland Revenue, the British Army and US Army personnel integrated into local communities, having a lasting effect on the area, taking part in sporting and social activities. Many formed relationships with locals, leading to marriages and families that intertwined their lives with Llandudno. From the tarmac path, take the narrow gravel path that curves to the right. Pass through the metal kissing gate and between the houses, followed by a sharp right-hand turn through a wooden kissing gate. Follow this tree-lined path uphill to join a lane that leads to Colwyn Road. Turn right to return to the start of the trail. Thank you for joining us. We hope you've enjoyed exploring the rich history, diverse wildlife and unique landscape of the Little Orme. From the ancient rock layers beneath your feet to the vibrant habitats that flourish above, this headland is a true gem of North Wales.